start winning ball games.
So your idea was that you didn't want to go out there talking about, well, we're going to come back and do this.
Hey, you know, I didn't want to make excuses for our wins, make excuses for our losses, make excuses for anything. So I just needed to go out there, practice, play, and, you know, let everything take care of itself.
Travis, how much has the off time helped you through the bowl week? I know you've played and you've played hurt all year,
right,
but this has given you 30 days or 15, you know, whatever it is to get healthier. So where you at?
This is probably the healthiest you'll see me. This is the first game I'll play without the makeshift cast in my shoe. My shoulder's getting healthy. The toe is almost 100% and everything. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, how this defense plays, how I play individually. Like I said, this is a huge, huge game for us. Not only, you know, just to win this one for the seniors, but to have a 10-game win season, you know, and build off of it for the guys that are coming in next year, for this group next year, because, hey, this is Oklahoma, and, you know, regardless of the players that we lose, we're just going to keep rolling. I'm excited for this group that they have next year. So I want to win for those guys, too.
So for those that think you're not ready, this team doesn't want to play in this game, this team wishes they weren't here, you're saying that's crazy.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited. We've had a great time here. You know, the Inside Bowl's been great to us. But, I mean, what other way to prove yourself than to play a team like Iowa? A blue-collar team, a physical team, a team that's going to come at you with everything they got. I mean, they beat some good teams this year. And so what better way to go than to beat a team like this?
Travis, were there we've already seen a bunch of defections from this team since your last game. Several guys are no longer with the team.
All right.
Was there a chemistry attitude issue with this club this year, and that's why so many guys are no longer part of the team?
No, I felt like all year we've had a great chemistry. That's never been the issue. I think, you know, some things is Coach Hoop decided to put his foot down. And, hey, the guys that weren't contributing, the guys that were just, you know, going by the wayside and trying to get a free ride, you know, no longer here. And I think that's his only message. I don't think it was a chemistry issue or anything like that. This is Oklahoma. And, you know, if you're going to be at Oklahoma, you need to win, you need to contribute, you need to do all the little things to, you know, to make this team succeed. And the players that weren't doing that, hey, he said, okay, you know, it was good. It was nice of you being here. Appreciate you, but, you know, go do your thing.
How has that affected the locker room?
Oh, it's made us a stronger, more complete team. I think along the way we forgot about the little things that we were doing right. You know, the little things like not missing a class or attendance or, you know, just being on practice on time, being meetings on time. I think just those little things that we all took for granted the whole season. Not that we forgot about them, but I think, you know, we started taking them for granted, and guys did too. And so, you know, as our head coach, as our leader, as the face of this university right now, Coach Stoops felt like he needed to make some changes around here. And I agreed with him.
Did you talk about McKnight, the Iowa offense, and the problems maybe he presents at receiver and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. He's number seven, right? Oh, yeah. He's a great receiver. I think mostly their offense, their throwing game goes through him. They're going to put him in certain spots to make plays, and, you know, they're going to run, play action, and hit you on a post down the field. So they're very NFL, you know, offense as far as, you know, they're going to huddle up, they're going to come out, they're going to check what defense you're, they're going to check into the right play, and, you know, if they see nine guys in the box, they're going to go downtown on you, and, you know, and McKnight's the guy that's going to get the ball. So they present a lot of problems, and it's a great game to go out with.
You've been here 5 years, and Coach Stoops has never, as you said, put his foot down to this degree before. He referenced last week, you know, drug testing issues, class attendance issues. Do you feel like, did you see that going on? I mean, did you notice it, that there was some discipline issues with this team and something needed to be done?
When you're winning, you don't notice some things, you know. Everybody's happy, everybody's, you know, free flowing and everything, but when you start losing, you start, you know, people start locking down, and, you know, you start to notice those little things, and, you know, players missing class and everything like that. You can't have that on your team, and, you know, I felt like he's handled this the best way he could, and, you know, Oklahoma, hey, you go 10-3 and, you know, you're going to have some problems and everything. Every year, you know, you're competing for a Big 12 championship, a national championship, and those are expectations. So he just really did what he felt he needed to do.
Did you try to put your foot down?
No, it's his job. I'm just, you know, I'm here. The mood of the team, you know, I try to create a positive atmosphere and everything and get people excited to play and, you know, let him handle the rest. So.
A lot of your teammates have talked about the Texas Tech game and what was said afterward and what was said a couple days later. How did that affect the team? And did you guys get over it?
As far as what?
Just things that were said in the locker room after the game.
For the Texas Tech game?
Mm-hmm.
What was said? My memory doesn't go far that back, but yeah, there was really no panic. You know, after that first loss, we felt like we even came back and bounced back against Kansas State. So there was no panic. There was no, all right, we're gonna lose. I think you know it really started kicking in once we were getting our butts kicked by OSU. That's when it really started. Hey, some things need to change, and you know so. I think it wasn't until after that game where we started to, hey, you know, something's wrong here. So.
Did we misportray something you said at some point? Was that part of it as well? Did we misrepresent something?
What do you mean?
You're not talking. Mm-hmm. Did something come out in an article or on a blog or somewhere that you
There was a lot of things said, but that had been after I, you know, stopped doing them for a while and, you know, everything like that. So.
I didn't know if that was part of it.
No. That was just along the process. I decided before that. You know, hey, I need to just shut my mouth and start playing and everything like that.
How did your teammates respond to that?
There wasn't really nothing. So.
They didn't say you're a captain, you need to be out front.
No. I mean, they don't care. Just as long as I do my playing on the field and, you know, I'm there emotionally in the meetings and, you know, on practice. They can care less.
You talked about Iowa and how they resemble the NFL team. Is there any Big 12 teams that they remind you of when you watch them on film?
Kind of like Kansas State, just the physicality that they bring, the coaching staff, how smart their coaches are and everything like that. You know, they're going to check into the right play almost every single time. They see a blitz coming from the left, they're going to check and run play to the right. You know, just the small things and everything like that, you know, get into the right play and everything. It kind of reminds you a lot of Kansas State.
You were talking before about how you want to win this game for the guys that are going to be coming back next year. You're excited about them. What about Coach Stoops, given the fact that this is the school that he wants you, that you guys are playing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to rub it into his face after the game. That's just me. But definitely, there's a lot of reasons why to win this game, and we're definitely not just taking it for granted. We want to go out there and compete and show everybody, hey, you know, we had some down games this year, but we're going to finish on a strong note.
Did you hear about him being at this particular bowl game last year while you were at the
I was with him. I was sitting across. I was sitting some rows from him. So, yeah, you know, I wanted to give him a hard time. I wish Missouri would have won last year, and they were close, and it came down to the wire. But, you know, I'm definitely going to be one of the players that are going to rub in his face after the game, you know, a little bit.
So, like, you were with him. Did you, when you saw him in that Iowa sweater, was that just different for you?
I was getting on him the whole time. There was nothing that I was holding back. I let him know that he's a traitor. And everything like that, but he takes it all in stride, and he has a good time with it. So.